Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
I choose my friends only far too well. I'm up on the pavement, and they're all down in the cellar with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size. Academia blues. Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement. Yeah, she's a weather girl, and I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you, got no sense of grace. Shame on me, just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary. And that's perfect skin. Girl with the perfect skin, she says turn on the light, otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin, and she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan eyes. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Yeah, that's perfect skin.
Welcome back to The Breakdown.
I was going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right.
I just thought...
You've been here long enough now. You can take over. Go on.
Thank you. Welcome to the second hour of The Breakdown. That was today's 4 o'clock classic, which was my choice. And it was Perfect Skin by Loico and the Commotions, released on 11th of May, 1984.
Ooh.
Taken from their debut album, Rattlesnakes, and includes the lyrics. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin, and she's sexually enlightened by Cosmopolitan, which is one of my favourite lyrics.
It doesn't quite rhyme, though, does it? I mean, he makes it rhyme, but...
But, you know,
yeah.
he said... It
we'll
says
allow
on,
him that.
Says on Wikipedia that if he hadn't listened to Subterranean Homesick Blues, he could never have written Perfect Skin.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
You know, if it's good enough for Bob Dylan, it's good enough for Loico.
Absolutely.
Probably.
We are here until 5 o'clock. We've got an album of the week from Lip Critic. They track from that in about half an hour's time, I reckon. Actually, that would be my treble seven time, wouldn't it? Mm. Yeah, a bit more than that. Yeah. But now we are going to play long-time breakdown favourites, the Cheek Face. They're not called The Cheek Face. They're just called Cheek Face.
All right, Rob Bright.
They have announced a new album called Podium, coming out on July the 28th. I think this is the third single. It's the third we're playing. Pre-release hat trick. I haven't rung this bell for a while.
Ooh.
Hey. I think that was the wrong one, but I'm not moving back again. This is called MFT.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
That was Knitting, and second play on the breakdown for them. They're a Montreal-based band. They have a second album, Souvenir, which is due for release on June the 26th on Mint Records. And that was a heavier, moodier strain of alt rock that they usually play, and it's about the never-ending struggle to function as a human being.
Hence the moodiness. It was moody.
It was.
Cheekface before that with MFT, a track that's not marked as explicit here, but there might have been a swear that you heard in there. We apologise if anyone was offended by that. I did realise halfway through, and I was all set to fade it down. Well, I did fade it down.
You did?
I didn't. I faded the wrong fader down.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not. That's why Joel sits here and I sit there. That's why I make
pre-radio edits
in advance.
Which you're very good at, I should say. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, it was a good track, though. And now, back to something else that I should have played last week. Ian Sweet has returned. The project of LA's Gillian Medford is releasing her fifth album, Shiverstruck, on July the 24th via Polyvinyl. This single, absolutely brilliant. It's called Criminal Kissing, and I'm going to follow it with a track from Al Mike Yesterday from Weird Nightmares, which is the project of the guy, what's his name? Phil, is it? Phil Edkins? Something Edkins, from Metz. Metz are basically on hiatus. Alex Edkins. Where did I get Phil from? Do you know any Phils?
I know. A few Phil.
Well,
Phils.
He's called Alex. Weird Nightmare will follow Ian Sweet.
Yeah. this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Now, John, I willfully hold my hands up when I've made a mistake.
You will.
I'm holding my hands up. Well, I'm holding one up.
What's the breakdown's motto?
Never knowingly playing the same thing twice.
Yeah.
I've done what is known as, well, doing a Joel in recent times. No offence, Joel. Weird Nightmare is the project of Alex Edkins from Metz, who are on hiatus, as I said. Released the album Hoopla yesterday. We don't like to play something that hasn't been a single before. Not only has that been a single before, which is not that big a crime, we played it. In October last year.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded familiar when I was listening to it. But there's lots more like that on the album that is as good that I could have played. But anyway, that was Forever Elsewhere from Hoopla. Quite a weird nightmare.
It was a good song.
Exactly. Worth playing twice.
Yeah.
Worth playing twice.
Exactly.
And it was Ian Sweet before that, and a new single called Criminal Kissing from an album out in July. Now, something new from you, a new artist, I think.
Yes, and brand new artist. They are called Hugh, and they've been formed by two members of Houston emo rock band Football Etc., Lindsay Milton and Mercy Harper, and they will release their debut album, Your Version, on July the 10th. This week, they released the title track. This is Hugh and Your Version.
See you. The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
I blew the walls off the bushes, trying to find a new drug, something that gives me what I'm missing. I am just how I was.
But when I thought of the time for which I should aim, nothing came to mind, I've been stuck in the game. When I thought of someone on which I could rely, not a face in my mind, but the way that it goes, I had to take on the wheel. I laid myself in a hospital just to know it was real. And the way that it goes, I had those burgundy hairs, and I don't get to go back now. I do my line in the sand, but the way that it goes, I had to take on the wheel. I laid myself in the hospital just to know it was real.
At the charity dinner, hand on the blade and my mind on a skimmer. My eyes sunk in the face of a winner, mask tied around my neck where the rubber gets thinner.
There's a chance that I win, there's a chance that I lose. They did what they did, so I do what I do. I grab a plate and I stare at the food. Stay at the buffet, taste it fresh and blue. In this life full of capsules, exploding a powder, crescendo and nosedive inside every hour. A life full of bottles containing my power. I can't help but try the way that it goes. I had to take on the wheel. I leave myself in the hospital just to know it was real. But the way that it goes, I couldn't care how I feel. I need myself in the past again, just to think it was real. I'm that shooting star, my death a mark in the sky. I let myself break apart now, I'm just a looking inside. I had to chase that dream.
This week's Album of the Week is the new one from Lip Critic. Theft World is the name of it, and that was Charity Dinner. And it followed...
Hugh.
Yeah, first play on the breakdown for them. I'm going to go into my treble seven a little bit early because, well, I can't really fit a song into this time, and why not? Why the hell not? A track left over from last week that me and Jem both brought was Phenomenon from the new Gia Margaret album, Singing. So that is going to kick things off. You're going to hear something from the No Peeling EP that came out yesterday, and brand new artist of the breakdown to finish off, Taxi Girls. First up, this is Gia Margaret.
Open up to me like I am no feels different. I cannot explain this. It's a phenomenon. If I lose sleep with you so near to me, I wouldn't change a thing, though. It's the only constant.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
That was Taxi Girls, first band of the Breakdown for Taxi Girls. They are a quartet from Montreal, releasing an album on the 26th of July. No, June, July? What did I say? June. 26th of June, called Static, and that was Say It with an exclamation mark. In the middle of that, out of Nottingham's burgeoning DIY scene, No Peeling released EP2 yesterday. That was Campaign for a Nice Time from it. All those tracks are 1 minute, longest is 148, which we played the other week, Stationary. All the others 129 or less. That was 57 seconds long. That was too short. Produced and mixed at JT Saw in Nottingham. No Peeling, well worth checking out. And they're playing in Sheffield. They're supporting Catholic Grid's EP launch at Yellow Arch on May the 14th. Also got a date at JT Saw itself on May the 12th. And we kicked that off with Gia Margaret from an album out last week called Singing. You heard Phenomenon. Now it's over to you for not your longest song. It's quite a short one, this.
It's quite short, but yeah, it is the new track from Pearl and the Oysters, who are a French-American indie pop trio, Juliet Pearl Davis and Joaquin Pollack. Now based in LA, announced their sixth album this week, Monkey Mind, which will be out on June the 26th. It's been recorded with Jonathan Rado, and this is the first single to be taken from it, in which other lyrics are constructed as a series of palindromes.
Oh,
because doom mood is a palindrome.
And so it is.
All the other.
Oh, mind the mic.
I was so impressed. I just smacked the mic. All the lyrics are palindromes. So give it a listen.
Listen out. Write them all down and send them in.
And we'll
breakdown at SheffieldLive.org. Person who gets the most will get
our dying respect.
Exactly. What more could you ask for?
This is Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Latest album from Jessica Hoop came out yesterday. Long Wave Home is the name of it. Now, that track was a single, but only a few weeks ago, and we didn't play it before, so I was comfortable playing that one. That was Big Storm from that album, and it followed Pearl and the Oysters?
Yes.
And Doom, the palindromic Doom Mood. Last week, Modest Mouse released a new single, and we couldn't fit it into the show, but it's really good, so I'm going to play it on the show now. They have announced an album. It's coming out on the 5th of June. An Eraser and a Maze is the name of it, and this song is called Picking Dragon's Pockets. And John, would you like to follow it with Villager?
Yes,
with three R's?
Villager.
How many R's do you want on that Villager?
I'd be three R's.
Three R's.
And they're not to be confused with Conor O'Brien's band Villagers.
They're not to be confused with them. This is Modest Mouse.
Young, we've been eating our own young. skin, the means to meet no ends again.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Thank you.
First of all, you heard Modest Mouse and Picking Dragon's Pockets from the new album An Eraser and a Maze out on June 5. And that was Villager and Carousel.
Carousel, indeed.
Is that all you got to say? Did we give all the information before?
Oh, we didn't, actually. That's a very good point. Right. They are the solo project of Mark Scott, a musician from Columbus, Ohio. As I said, not to be confused with Villagers. They have a new album coming out on May the 29th entitled Carousel. And that was the title track.
And now, something else from you, Zune, I think, is another new artist.
Yes, they are. They are Native American-Canadian musician. Forthcoming album, Happy Thought School, is a dream pop album about how successive Canadian governments have exploited and used the Native population. And that was a subject which he bonded with over Killian Murphy when the latter went to a Zune gig. The album's out on June the 19th. This is a track called I Was Younger.
Zune and I Was Younger. Last track on this week's show is from the album From Pigeon that came out yesterday, Out of National. This is Future Country. Last thing you'll hear. Thanks, John, for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. Me and Joel. Goodbye.
See ya.